Starting out the podcast, there was I Don't Want It, the extended club mix from the vinyl copy, DJ copy from Carlo, a song written by him and Danny, and that was the song we just played. It was called Bop. That was the Paul Revere and the Raiders Warner demo that completely never got heard, never got released. The song went on later to be a hit for Dan Seals back in the early 80s. So, anyway, let's get on to the next one. My name's Wayne McKinnon, and you're listening to the Carlo Driggs Voodoo Dance Party Podcast. Let's get into the next one. This is Don't Want It, the second track from the vinyl, the extended instrumental. Starting it out on the first song, that was Don't Want It, which was going to be the extended instrumental, even though there are some vocals mixed in there towards the end of the song. And then the other track you just heard, that's Half Breed. That's definitely Paul Revere and the Raiders. That's Omar on drums, and the cheeky Where's Mark Lindsay at the beginning of it. There's a lot of backstory on that one, but I think it's best we just let that one go. Let's get into the next one. And the purpose of this podcast, which I never did mention, which is for the purpose of critique and review and education, it's basically to get Carlo's voice coming out of your speakers again, because everybody loved him. He loved everybody. It's just the way it was. So anyway, here it is. It's going to be on the B-side of the vinyl. Here's Don't Want It, the radio edit. And then the song after that is a song that we've never played on the podcast before. And it's not Carlo on lead vocals. You'll recognize it. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. I'll just tell you now, it's the song Woolly Bully. Paul Revere is singing it, but Carlo and the rest of the guys from the band are on doing backup vocals. Don't Want It Radio Edit and Wooly Bully. I guess Carlo is singing some lead on that, but those are recordings. That Wooly Bully and Half Breed are from 1988. Could have been sold at shows. Anyway, next tape. And most of the tapes I'm going through, there's maybe just one song or two songs on it, which is a part of the feature of the three songs that we're playing this week. This first one, it's called Oh, Those City Nights. And then in parentheses, I shared the pictures of the tape on the Radio Rooters website, and it says basically Early Night. So it was definitely a demo. And then the song after that was Baby, Do You Miss Me, another song that Carlo had wrote. It's also the demo. So I'm assuming that these are going to be songs that he was demoing for a Paul Revere and the Raiders original album. Let's just do it. You'll listen to the lyrics in the song of Oh, Those City Nights. It's really sweetly done. I mean, that could have been... Enough of the could have been's. Here we go.
Watch the rain of sin. The night will fall with my friends.
Agree or Disagree. Those are two songs that were proposed for going to be for new Paul Revere and the Raiders material back in the 80s. Oh, Those City Nights. That was the demo. And then Baby Do You Miss Me demo. And those are demos because of the drum machine in the back. And that's Carlo doing all of the instrumental and the vocals on it. So what I'm doing, I got to thank Louis Go Home for contributing almost half the tracks on this collection that we're putting together. But there's something before I forget. So Carlo's book. There is a web page that has been established. His wife Tabitha has got it set and ready to go. It's going to be carlodriggs.net. The book is going to be called Cuban Cracker: How a Boy from Cuba Became a Rock Star in America. It's coming soon. Go to the webpage, links in the description down below. And do go listen to the music section, because there will be a song on there that you'll see. It's called The Girl Can't Help It. It's 6 minutes, 20 seconds long. I don't think any fans have ever heard this. I've heard it, but have not featured it here on the podcast. And it's as we get details, we'll share them as time goes by. But let's jump into this, and what we're doing is basically compiling a lot of the other rare songs, other rare music, rare, unreleased, from the previous podcast, just to kind of get them all in one place, because I want to do them one more time. This is going to be from the Rock and Roll Summer Action, the mid-80s summertime show that the Raiders did. So this is the live version of Just Like Me, and it's going to be going into that, into a demo song that Carlo did, just on another song on one single tape, no labels on it. The song appears to be titled Close My Eyes Without You. Kind of a little sleepy song, love song.
Let me show you what he was doing on this very sand in 1965.
Chicks are making reservations for his love and so prime. Screaming and a fainting, he's a got them all waiting in line.
And here he is, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
A ballad, and of course that was a beautiful teenage love song from yesteryear. Yes,
you've probably played that song a lot in your career, huh?
I wish I had a dollar for every time I have played that song.
You do!
They know that. Okay.
Hey,
Hey, listen, tell me something about this. We all want to know, where's your back seat now, Paul?
Need I say more? It's...
That'll do. Yes. Seriously, Paul, music has gone through some transitions in the 20 years, and you've seen it all.
I almost.
Almost?
I didn't mean to throw you. Okay.
But tell me, what do you think of the music of today, the 80s?
I love it because color and flash and craziness and fun is back, and I love it. Who knows?
Well, you're not very...
Maybe they got room for an old man in the business today. I don't know.
He's not very crazy, though, do you think?
Not too.
No. Listen, where do you think the music's headed today, huh?
Well, I was hoping east, because that's where we're going tonight. And they expect some noise when we get there. So.
Thanks, Paul. By the way, I want to ask you one more thing.
Couldn't be the costumes, right?
Does Prince know that you're borrowing his costumes?
Listen. Prince is wearing stuff I threw out in 1967. This is where it's going. You know, the only thing, see, is these pants. I hate these pants. I really hate these pants. Let me show you what these pants look like before we put them on. These pants are tight. Okay, there you go.
Well, listen, here's some more of that great music of the 80s that Paul was just talking about.
Thank you.
there was Just Like Me from Rock and Roll Summer Action. I think it was 1985 they did that. I guess there's a few other appearances the Raiders did on that never appeared on TV or they were in limited markets. Something we'll have to ask Louie Go Home about. And then that was one of many demos. Carlo did a lot of demos, and I'm sure I'll be coming across more of them in some of the tapes that we're going to be going through. But these are demos that he recorded in the studio for a producer or maybe for other artists, or try to, you know, market it around for other artists to record after the point when he left Foxy before he got the gig with the Raiders. So anyway, love that one. Pretty good. Alright, next one we're going to be doing here is, after Carlo left the Raiders, he was trying to get a job to see if maybe he could get on some cruise ships to be in the entertainment and the performer. And this was a song I found in one of my emails that I misplaced it, but it's basically a recording that he did just as a demo for one of the clients. It's basically just this vocal voiceover over, I believe, a karaoke bed track of Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Get off!
There you have a very unreleased version of Get Off, the Disco Purification Mix, coming in at 7 minutes and 51 seconds. And before that, we had Billy Don't Be a Hero, Carlo doing karaoke, I guess it would be, because it's over a karaoke music bed. Anyway, here's the next two songs. Before Carlo even got into the year 2000 album with the band, even before Cracker, there was a band that he was in called Dave and the Wanderers. And he was not the singer, he was the drummer. He was probably about maybe 16 or 17 years old, I believe. And it's a song called My Heart Is in Pain. I tried to look what the who the lead singer's name is from the band, but the song was released on some variations of two albums, it's a collection of two albums from 2009 and 2015 called Train to Nowhere Unissued 60s Garage Acetates Volumes 3 from bands primarily from Florida. So here is My Heart Is in Pain by Dave and the Wanderers with Carlo on drums.
Patiently for his son.
Fade Away in demo mode, Final Mix 2 as it was labeled when Carlo emailed it to me way back a long time ago. And that is part of the song. I like that song. That's part of what I made for the theme song for the podcast, because we're not gonna let Carlo's music fade away. And then before that, Dave and the Wanderers, Carlo's first band way back when he just played drums and he wasn't singing. So get into our next one. This was another song that was brought to the attention to us from Louie Go Home. It's back, I believe, 73 when Cracker was making their first European tours, the opening act for the Rolling Stones, and they got to be live on the BBC's The Old Grey Whistle Test. And this is their song, So Glad I Found You. And you can actually find the video out there on the internet. And that first opening scream, that's going to be Carlo.
Well, a couple of weeks ago on Whistle Test, you probably heard Mick Jagger talking about the Stones' first signing to their own record label, a band called Cracker. Their first album is just out, called Cracker Brand. And here's some film of the band with one of the songs from the LP. This is So Glad I Found You.
Thank you.
first album, Cracker Band. That was Cracker, and I'm so glad I found you.
Picture on the wall, there was something so familiar. I felt I was in love with you, but it was really all too soon. You looked at me and smiled, and it really gave me shivers. I asked myself, is it you? And I found an answer. Lady, where have we been for so long? To feel the touch of your hands, see the smile in your eyes, makes me believe somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time, our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine, it takes me away. Bewildered and confused, I had to find an answer. I found out that you were here and gone, like the hands of time. I found it hard to sleep that night, thinking I'm in love with a picture. Then I dreamt I went back in time, and I saw you standing there, saying, baby, where have we been for so long? To feel the touch of your hands, see the smile in your eyes, and tell me, is it you? Somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine, it takes me away. Of your hands, see that smile in your eyes, makes me believe somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine takes me away. Somewhere in time we were together. Somewhere in time our love's forever. To feel the warmth of your soul next to mine takes me.
So there's the track Somewhere in Time. That is a song that Carlo and Danny Driggs worked with a guy named Roger Nigro. And it was a song, I was very excited when this song came out. It came out on an album. It was in the Raiders then monthly newsletter, which mostly people just got because they wanted the tour schedule. But it was called on Reno's Best Rock Homegrown Number 5. put together by KOZZ back in 1987. It's a collection of just local artists from Reno. The man who wrote it, the song Somewhere in Time, was a guy named Roger Nigro, N-I-G-R-O. From what I understand, he passed away a little bit after from a car. He got in a car wreck after that song was recorded, and then it was put onto this album, and it was described in the newsletter as a New Raider song, but in reality it was only Carlo and Danny working on it and doing lead vocals and the keyboards on it. And I remember it was like 10 years after I had burned two copies of that, lifted it from the vinyl that I purchased, and I gave, was at a show down on the Oregon coast, and I gave a two copies to Carlo and two copies to Danny, because they said they never got it. Because I remember the first one I gave it to Carlo, he's like, oh my goodness, I forgot I did this song. And it's like, no, they never gave me a copy of it. Well, this is good to have. And so it's kind of neat. Just 10 years later, he finally got a copy of it for himself. So in the previous podcast, we've also featured some of the songs that have been used sampled-wise in the tracks of using Get Off, because everybody's got Carlos' famous ooh, ooh, in that song, and a lot of different artists or musicians, DJs, have used that. And I pulled this one out from a previous podcast. This is from a DJ, I'm not sure what his name is, but the album is called Discontech. It's from an album called The Kerr District, and the DJ sample, I believe it was 1998, and it samples bits of Get Off. We'll be right back.
guitar. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and my God's love be with you.
Far above.
know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild on the dance to time. At the time I thought I had it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face man, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see figures. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Back up at the city.
Bowie medley from 1978, simply dubbed Bowie medley. Carlos shared that with me after David Bowie passed away, but he did that when he had his band back in 1978, simply entitled Driggs in the News. We've shared that earlier. And before that, I'm always amused by how DJs will sample bits of Get Off from the song from 1978, and they use it again 21 years later. Now, here's the last one. I want to close out the podcast with Stars on 45 Volume 3. This is a neat one because it's got a bit of a sampling again. It's from the Wikipedia page. It's an interesting one because it goes back to the 1981. It was a Dutch group that would edit all these little bits of hit songs together, and they would actually end up re-entering the charts again. But looking at it here, I find it interesting. Get Off is about three quarters of the way through. You hear a little bit of Carlo doing the ooh, ooh part. But then looking at the whole track list here, I noticed two songs down for it goes Get Off, Stars on 45, which was another song. And then is mentioned Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, which Mark Lindsay had an instrumental hand in when he worked A&R at United Artists back in that day. I think it was 1978. So anyway, it's funny how little things like that happen. But anyway, I will close out the podcast with this, with Stars on 45. And in conclusion, before starting the song, I remember talking to Carlo one time. We were at a Cuban, we sat for like 3 hours once in a Cuban sandwich shop down in Miami. And I was talking to him about if he was aware of, ever heard of the Grateful Dead's collection of hits and music, were they not hits, but music collections called Dick's Picks. It was their archivist, his name was Dick, and he would put together a collection of the songs from the Grateful Dead archives and, you know, basically put it out for the fans. And Carlo kind of mused that. He said, you know, he had a lot of songs and music that he could probably do that with, but there's just not any interest there. But I think there is a lot of interest. And that's how we kind of came up with what came out to be what was Collection Volume 1, Collection Volume 2. Collection 1 was the album that we sold in the Tennessee shows. We featured it on a previous podcast. We featured the music from the Collection 2, Volume 2, which remains unreleased. But in following Carlo's wishes, I'm just going to start labeling these, when appropriate, collection to whatever the volume is. So all these songs, which I will upload in about 2 or 3 days, you can download it and have it all together. I'll upload it in two versions, one with spaces between the songs, one without spaces between the songs, just without all the commentary. So closing it out here, here's Stars on 45 Volume 3, which contains samples of Get Off about three quarters of the way through.